弟兄姐妹，早上平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
也祝大家一个有点累的情人节快乐。
And also belated Happy Valentine's Day.
希望大家都有一个快乐的时光。
I hope you all enjoy the weekend.
好，让我们开始的时候，我们就先读一段经文。经文是在创世纪的18:1-15.
Before we begin, let us read a passage from Genesis chapter 18, verse 1.
你如果有节目单的话，应该是在节目单的背后。英文的版本应该就在旁边的英文圣经上面。
So you may open your Bible. If you are English reader, you may find the Bible right next to you. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 18.
所以你如果是读中文的话，请你跟我一起读，然后我请 George 弟兄跟能念英文，你们就跟 George 弟兄一起念。
So for all the Chinese reader, may you read aloud with me, and English reader, may you read aloud with the translator.
Okay.好，创世纪18:1-15，耶和华在曼利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来，那时正热，亚伯拉罕坐在帐篷门口，举目观看，见有三个人在对面站着，他一见就从帐篷门口跑去迎接他们，俯伏在地说，我主，我坐在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去，容我拿点水来，你们洗洗脚，在树下歇息歇息。我再拿一点饼来，你们可以加添心力，然后往前去。你们既到仆人这里来，理当如此。他们说，就照你所说的行吧。亚伯拉罕急忙地进帐篷，见撒拉，说，你速速拿三细亚细面调和做饼。亚伯拉罕又跑到牛群里，牵了一只又嫩又好的牛犊来，交给仆人，仆人急忙预备好了。亚伯拉罕又取了奶油和奶，并预备好的牛犊来，摆在他们面前，自己在树下站在旁边，他们就吃了。他们问亚伯拉罕说，你妻子撒拉在哪里？他说，在帐篷里。三人中有一位说，到明年这时候，我必要回到你这里，你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉在那人后边的帐篷门口也听见了这话。亚伯拉罕和撒拉年纪老迈，撒拉的月经已经断绝。撒拉心里暗笑说，我既已衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事呢？耶和华对亚伯拉罕说，撒拉为什么暗笑说，我既已年老，果真能生养吗？耶和华岂有难成的事吗？到了日期，明年这时候，我必回到你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉就害怕，不承认，说，我没有笑。那位说，不然，你实在笑了。听。
So that's all read out loud together with the English version, NIV version.Verse 1, the Lord appeared to Abraham near the great tree of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by.Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed, and then go on your way. Now that you have come to your servant. Very well, they answered. Do as you say. So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. Quick, he said, get three seedsof the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread. Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried and prepared it. He then brought some curd and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set this before them. While they ate, He stood near them under a tree. Where is your wife, Sarah? They asked him. There, in the tent, he said. Then one of them said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I'm worn out and my Lord is old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I'm old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. Sarah was afraid, so he lied and said, I did not laugh. But he said, yes, you did laugh.
亚伯兰的一生有许多传奇的经历。
Abraham has lived a life full of legendary experiences.
他在75岁的时候蒙召，那时他的名字能叫亚伯兰。
He was called by the Lord when he was 75 years old. At the time, his name was still Abraham.
神应许他要叫他成为大国，别人会因他而得福，他的后裔要如同地上的尘沙那样多。
And God has promised him that God will make him into a great nation, and he will be a blessing to many.
于是他带着全家就离开本族本乡，出了哈兰。走了漫长的路，来到了迦南地。
And therefore Abraham depart from his own country and his own people and his father and to the land of Canaan.
可是十年就这样过去了。
However, 10 years passed by.
他仍然是没有看到神所应许的，也不知道神的应许到底什么时候会实现。
He hasn't seen any sign of God's promise, and he hasn't seen any trace of this fulfillment.
他的妻子撒来一直没办法生育，就想了个方法来帮助神。
For his wife couldn't have a child, and therefore she thought of a way to try to help God.
他将自己的埃及使女夏甲送给亚伯兰。
He gave his own servant girl, Haggai, from Egypt to his, her husband.
他以为这样子就可以帮助亚伯兰得到一个儿子。
She thought this could be a way to help her husband to have a son.
而神的应许也就可以提早的实现了。
So in this way, she could help God to fulfill God's promise.
可是这并不是神的心意。
And yet, this is not God's will.
他们也因此又苦等了十几年。
For this reason, they waited another 10 years.
一直到亚伯兰年99岁的时候，耶和华神才再次向他显现。
Until Abraham was 99 years old, once again, God appeared to Abraham.
与他立割礼之约，说你要做多国的父，你的名不再叫亚伯兰，而要叫亚伯拉罕。
The Lord set the covenant with Abraham and established the covenant of circumcision, saying, you will no longer be called Abraham, but Abraham, because you are the father of many nations.
你的妻子不可叫再叫撒来，而要叫撒拉，而撒拉必得一个儿子，成为多国之母。
As for your wife Sarai, she will no longer be called Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give her a son.
虽然这个时候神的应许好像比较清楚，比较具体了一点。
Perhaps at this time, God's promise become more specific.
但是神仍然没有告诉亚伯拉罕他这个应许什么时候会实现。
Yet God still didn't tell Abraham when will his promise be fulfilled.
然而神很清楚人的软弱，他也怜悯亚伯拉罕的等候。
And yet God realized the weakness of man. He realized how Abraham still waiting before him.
所以他再次的显现， 来坚定亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的信心。
And therefore, God appeared before Abraham again in order to strengthen Abraham's faith.
这也就是我们今天所读的经文十八章的第一节，耶和华神在曼利橡树那里向亚伯拉罕显现出来。
Which is the passage being described in the past, in the chapter we just read, that the Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre.
神这一次奇妙的以肉身显现是有两位天使陪伴的。
God miraculously appeared before Abraham in the form of flesh with two other angels.
起初亚伯拉罕并没有认出是神来。
In the beginning, Abraham couldn't recognize that one of them is actually God.
只等到他们问你妻子撒拉在哪里和重述撒拉必得一个儿子的应许后，亚伯拉罕才恍然大悟。
Until one of these three asked a question, "Where is your wife?" All of a sudden, Abraham realized that person is the Lord.
也因此，希伯来书的作者用这段的经历来勉励我们说，不可忘记用爱心接待客旅，因为曾有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。
For this is the very reason why the author of Hebrews said this, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers. For by so doing, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it.
这段很生动的对话跟款待让我们看到亚伯拉罕是怎么样用全家来接待客旅。
In this very lively description of the conversation andAbraham's cordial hospitality. Let us learn how may we host a stranger with the entire household.
而从他的接待，我想与大家一起来思想，我们是怎么样可以学到与全家来侍奉神。
Through Abraham's example, may we ponder upon how may we as individual families can serve others together.
特别是我们今年的主题是建立主爱的家。
Especially the theme of this year for our church is build the house that pleases the Lord.
教会弟兄也勉励我们要实行以个人的小家来侍奉神。
And Brother George also encouraged us that as individual families, we should all come together and learn how to serve God.
以至于能够让教会的大家成为一个主爱的家。
So the greater family, that is the family of Christ, can all come together as one to learn how to serve.
所以让我用以下的三点来跟大家分享。
And therefore, I would like to share three points with you today.
第一点是什么是全家的侍奉呢？
First is, what is the service of the entire household?
我想请问大家一下，接待人难不难？
I would like to ask you a question. Is it hard to receive others or hosting others?
接待人如果是件容易的事的话，使徒保罗就不用告诉罗马教会的弟兄说，圣徒缺乏要帮补。
If hosting and receiving is easy for us, I believe Apostle Paul doesn't need to remind us that share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality in his book.
对，客就是要一味的款待。
That we should practice hospitality.
啊，中国人也不会有这种下雨天留客天，天留我不留的典故。
If receiving and hosting is easy, then we won't have a Chinese old saying saying, even during the raining time, even Mother Nature want to make you stay in my house, but yet I'm not willing.
可见的接待人并不是一件简单容易的事情。
And therefore, we realize it is not an easy task to receive others.
从亚伯拉罕怎样接待这三个突然出现的访客，我们看到一幅很美的图画。
Let us see how Abraham received these three unexpected guests, and may we see a beautiful picture from his receiving.
那个时候正热，应该是中午时分。亚伯拉罕正在帐篷门外休息睡午觉。
It was during the hottest time of the day, perhaps during noontime, and Abraham was taking a break and resting outside of his
当他抬头看到有三位访客出现在对面的时候，年近百岁的亚伯拉罕就用跑的过去迎接他们。
When he looked up, he realized he saw three unexpected guests standing nearby, and he rushed over and hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them.
他并不是这样步履蹒跚的这样子走了过去，也不是坐着不动就让客人走过来。
He did not just walk slowly to them or just waiting before the entrance waiting for their approach.
他跑过去以后就俯伏在地，然后挽留他们。
When he hurried over, he actually bowed down to the ground and asked them to stay.
所以从这里我们就可以看到亚伯拉罕他的热忱以及爱心。
And from his action, we realize the passion and sincerity of Abraham.
他不忍心让这三位访客在这个酷热的天气之下没有休息就继续的往前走。
He cannot allow these three guests travel along during this hot day without some rest and water.
然后在经文的第三跟第四节，我们看到亚伯拉罕向三位访客邀请说：“我主，我坐在你眼前蒙恩，求你不要离开仆人往前去，容我拿点水来，你们洗洗脚。”
And from verse 3 and 4, it says, Abraham said, If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree.
我们知道在旷野地区水很少，拿点水来洗洗脚，不但是对客人洁净凉快，也是对客人很尊重。
As we know, water in the wilderness is scarce. It's hard to find water. And yet Abraham realized he would like to bring water to wash the guests' feet and make them feel refreshed. And to show his respect to these three men.
在第五节的时候，亚伯拉罕又说，我再拿一点饼来，让你们能够加添心力。
And Abraham continued on and said, Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go on your way.
从这两句话，如果换作是你的话，你会拒绝亚伯拉罕的邀请吗？
From the words said by Abraham, if you were the guest, would you refuse Abraham's hospitality?
我相信不会。
I believe not.
那从这个亚伯拉罕的邀请中，我们学到什么呢？
And what may we learn from his cordial invitation?
那就是这个真心、真诚的邀请才能够吸引人。
That is to invite with sincerity.
他会让这个被邀请的人难以拒绝，还有说就照你说的行吧。
Because his action is hard for the one being invited to refuse, and therefore they reply, "Do as you say."
倘若我们的邀请人有的说你要来就来，不来就拉倒了那种态度。
If our invitation goes like this, if you want to come, come; otherwise, so be it.
就让人会感到很勉强。我想受邀的人应该就不会那么想参加。
So the other party may feel quite awkward, it's been quite being forceful, and therefore they don't have a heart to actually receive your invitation.
当这三个客人决定留下后，亚伯拉罕就开始亲自的安排接待访客的事情。
When these three decide to stay, then Abraham start to busy to making arrangement to receive these three guests.
若根据创世纪十四章的记载，我们知道亚伯拉罕大概有三百多个仆人。
According to Genesis chapter 14, we can tell that Abraham had at least 300 servant men.
以他这样的身份地位，他大可以吩咐仆人去直接处理接待访客的事情。
Being a wealthy man, a rich man like him, he can definitely order others to do the preparation to receive the guests.
可是他并没有，反而亲自的安排。
Yet he didn't. He actually made the arrangement himself.
这让我们看到他对客人的敬重。
And then, therefore, we see how he respects his guests.
然后在第六跟第七节，我们看到他急忙的进帐篷去见撒拉，要他速速的拿三细亚细面调和作饼。
And from verse 6 and 7, we realize actually Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, quick, get 3 sheaves of the finest flour and knead it and bake some bread.
并且又跑到那个牛群里面，牵了一只又嫩又好的牛犊来交给仆人，仆人也是急忙的就准备好了。
Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant. He hurried to prepare it.
当这一切准备就绪后，亚伯拉罕自己就在树下站着。
When everything was prepared, Abraham himself waited.Next to his guest,
让客人能够享用这丰盛的午餐。
So others may enjoy the abundant lunch he just made for them.
从这个一连串的急忙的、速速的跑到牛群里面的描述，我们就看到亚伯拉罕待客是多么的真诚。
From the wording being used in this passage, hurried, quick, and ran, we realize the sincerityof Abraham.
而且他是用又嫩又好的牛犊和用大约是四十多公升的上好面粉来做饼招待只有三个客人。
And he used the choice of tender calf and also abundant flour to make bread to host only 3 guests.
这样怎能不让客人觉得有宾至如归、大受尊重的感受呢
？And truly make the feel the guests feel they are truly being treasured and honored.
从亚伯拉罕爱心与真诚的邀请，与他没有保留的用最好的东西来接待客人，他的接待可以说是一个充满爱心的款待。
From Abraham's action of his cordial receiving.His passion and sincerity, and his unreserving way of bringing out the best to his guests, we realize he is truly a man full of passion and to show cordial hospitality.
其实亚伯拉罕也是一个合作无间的款待，因为亚伯拉罕动员了他的全家。
Actually, this service also involved four collaborations in his family.
这包括他的妻子、仆人，在短短的时间里面就准备了丰盛的招待。
The entire action involved his wife and his servants. They all prepared together as a team within a very short amount of time.
这其中如果有一个人有点不愿意配合的话，那么这个招待就会难产了。
If any of them refused to cooperate, this service will fall short.
从侍奉神的角度来看的话，招待人也可以看作是对神的一种侍奉。
From the perspective of serving the Lord, actually, when we serve others, it's also a way of serving to our God.
只要这个招待是从神而来，而且是为神而做，与神同工的话。
As long as this service is motivated and initiated from God, and it's a way to do it for God and do it with God.
亚伯拉罕对神与天使的款待的确是给我们做了一个很好的榜样。
Abraham truly showed us an excellent example when he showed his service to God and the angels.
他让我们学习到全家的侍奉应该是一种充满爱心与合作无间的侍奉。
He let us learn when we serve the Lord, we should serve with the whole household.And this service should be a passionate and seamless collaboration among all.
当然，这个全家包括我们自己的小家，还有教会的大家。
Of course, this teamwork refers to our individual family and also the big family as the church family.
大家觉得上个星期五的春节火锅聚餐怎么样啊？
How do you feel about the last Friday's hot pot dinner?
吃的好不好？
Did you all enjoy it?
愉快不愉快？
Were you happy?
这个火锅聚餐不仅是让我们能与朋友、弟兄姐妹们欢聚一堂。
The fellowship occasion not only allow us to be able to enjoy each other's friendship.
享受了神 丰富的供应与保守。
To enjoy the abundant supplies from the Lord and His keep.
也更让我们看到一个充满爱心与合作无间的招待。
And also let us witness there is a seamless collaboration among all.
其中从姐妹们到 Flushing 的采购专车。
And just like there was a special ride with all the sisters to go to Flushing to do all the shopping.
到大家爱心的提供火锅器具
，and everyone provide different utensils and pots，
帮忙准备食物和邀请朋友和接送
，and we all chip in try to prepare and invite others。
这真是一个全家侍奉的表现。
This is truly an expression of service of the whole household。
我盼望这样的全家侍奉不光是实行在我们这个很特别的聚会当中而已。
I hope such service does not only show in such special occasion,
而且是应该要能够确实的实行在我们每一天的生活当中。
But we truly live out such a lifestyle in our everyday life.
我们若要每天能够做到全家侍奉神，我们就需要以信心做基础。
If we want to serve the Lord with the whole household, then we need to have a foundation of faith.
因为借着对神的信心，我们可以学习天天与神同行，与神同工，尊神为我们生命中的第一优先。
With the faith to our Lord, we can learn to walk with God, and to work with God.
这就是全家侍奉的本质。
And to see God as our first priority, this is the essence of our service as a family.
所以我想与大家分享的第二点就是全家的侍奉需要以信心为基础。
And therefore, I would like to share with you the second point that the faith is the foundation for whole household serving.
首先我问一下大家什么叫信心。
Let me ask you all, what is faith?
信心是对任何真理的相信与坚信。
Faith is the conviction and deep belief of a truth.
在新约里面，它是针对人与神的关系以及属神的事情。
In the New Testament, faith indicates the relationship between man and God and anything that belongs to God.
希伯来书的十一章第一节讲说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance aboutWhat we do not see in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1.
圣经学者王守仁教授则将信心定义为根据足够的证据，信神所启示可以用语言表达的真理。
And theologian Professor Wang, he stated, faith can be defined as with the enough evidence that you have a trust.Through the expression and the revelation of God through the scripture.
所以信心是有对象的，这个对象就是神。
And therefore, the object of faith is God.
那信心的内容是什么呢？
Then what is the content of faith?
也就是信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
That is, Jesus is Messiah, he is Son of God.
只有借着信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，我们才可以因他的名得生命。
And only by believing in him may we have life in his name.
我们也可以因此成为神家里的人。
Then we can become a member in his household.
若你还没有认识耶稣，对他没有信心，你怎么样能够去侍奉他呢？
If you do not even know God, And how, then how could you have faith? And if you don't have faith, how may you serve him?
这就好像你要到另外一个地方去。
Just like you are about to travel to a particular destination.
你必须要先问问你自己，现在到底你在哪里？
You must first realize where you are before you travel.
然后你才可以开始计划这个路线，这样过去。
Then you can plan out through a map to reach the destination.
在创世纪中，神曾经三次用同样的问题来询问人。
In the book of Genesis, God has used three questions, three same questions to ask people.
在第一次是在创世纪的第三章第九节。
He asked, the first question he asked was in the, Genesis chapter 3, verse 9.
当亚当犯罪以后违背神的旨意而吃了分别善恶树的果子以后。
When Adam sinned and rebelled against God's will and ate, he ate, the fruit from the, good and evil.
他藏了起来，所以神就呼唤亚当，对他说：“你在哪里啊？”
He hid himself, and therefore God was looking for Adam, and he said, "Where are you?"
第二次是在创世纪的第四章第九节。
Second time was, from Genesis chapter 4, verse 9.
当该隐杀了他的兄弟亚伯，也就是人类的第一宗谋杀案以后。
When Cain, murdered his brother Abel, which is the very first murder in the mankind.
耶和华对该隐说：“你兄弟亚伯在哪里呀？”
God asked Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?"
那么第三次是在哪里呢？
Then we ask, "Where is the third time?"
第三次就是在今天我们所读的经文中，也是在第九节。神问亚伯拉罕说：“你妻子撒拉在哪里呀？”
The third appearance is from the passage we just read, which is verse 9. God asked Abraham, "Where is your wife Sarah?"
如果我们稍微思想一下，神难道不会不知道撒拉在哪里吗？
If we think for a moment, we may ask, "Didn't God know that where is Sarah?"
同样的，我们也可以问说。神难道不知道亚当或者是这个该隐在哪里呢？
In the same way, didn't God know where is Adam or Cain?
当然不会不知道。
Of course he knows.
所以这个问话的本身很值得我们去思考。
And therefore, we need to think about the motivation why God asks this question and the meaning of it.
其实这三次的问话有一个共同的核心点。
And actually, these three questions, they all share the commonalities.
也就是神希望人愿意来到他的面前，承认自己的所犯的过错，而能与他恢复良好的关系。
That it is God's desire to ask men to come before him to rebuild the relationship through their confession.
神问亚伯拉罕说，你妻子撒拉在哪里，就有同样的用意。
The same way how God asked Abraham, "Where is your wife?"
神借着这个问题要亲自告诉撒拉，他应许了亚伯拉罕，他会得到一个儿子，而这个应许将会在明年的这个时候实现。
God wanted to use this question to remind Abraham and Sarah that he has made a promise to them, and Sarah will have a son the same time next year.
但撒拉在听见神所说的话后，心里却暗暗的笑。
And yet, when Sarah heard about this word, she laughed.
虽然只是暗暗的笑，但是在帐篷外的神却听得很清楚。
Though she laughed secretly, and yet God, who was standing outside of the tent, heard perfectly.
撒拉的暗笑惹来了神严厉的责备。
And Sarah's laugh invited God's rebuke.
因撒拉不承认自己在笑，也就是等于说他不承认，他对神的话缺乏信心。
For Sarah refused to admit she laughed. In the same way, she, actually just expressed how she has little faith to the Lord.
虽然亚伯拉罕在第一次听到同样的应许的时候，他也笑了。
Though Abraham did laugh as he heard the promise from God the first time.
但至少他承认自己的信心不足。
And yet at least Abraham admit he was lack of faith before God.
他告诉神说，但愿以实玛利活在你的面前。
For Abraham said to God, if only Ishmael might live under your blessing.
以实玛利是亚伯拉罕跟夏甲所生的儿子。
Ishmael was a son being born from Abraham and Haggai.
只是神说，不然你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。
And yet God said, yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son. You will call him Isaac.
我要与他建立锁定的约，做他后裔永远的约。
I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him.
你们知道吗？有时候神很幽默的。
Can you imagine? God is actually a very humorous God.
这个应许的儿子是叫以撒。
The name of this promised son is Isaac.
他翻出来的意思就是他笑了。
The meaning of the name means he laughs.
亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的笑所表现出来的是人对神的信心不足。
The laugh burst out from Abraham and Sarah is an expression of lack of faith of human to God.
也就是不相信神是无所不能的，这对神来说是一种侮辱。
And this is an expression of unbelief and insult of God's almighty power.
难怪在经文的第十四节，神对亚伯拉罕说：“耶和华岂有难成的事吗？”
Is anything too hard for the Lord in chapter 18, verse 14?
确实，有时候我们的信心很小，对眼睛看不见或是人的知识无法了解的。
Indeed, our faith.Sometimes our faith is very small. And a lot of time, when we see something we couldn't comprehend, there is an unbelief in our heart.
因此希伯来书的作者警戒我们说，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
And therefore, the author of the book of Hebrews warned us,That see to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you have a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God.
神因撒拉的笑而责备撒拉，这是神要撒拉面对自己软弱的信心。
God rebuked Sarah due to her laugh. This is a way to try to rebuild and strengthen Sarah's faith and ask her to face her own weakness.
就是也经过如此，撒拉的信心才可以得以建立。
Only through this rebuke, Sarah is able to build up her faith once more.
若是撒拉对神的话没有信心，那将他将无法与亚伯拉罕同步来侍奉神。
If Sarah she has no faith to God's word, then she is not capable to become the mother of all.
Yeah, 她也无法与亚
nations.
Right.
And work with Lord.
Okay. 撒拉经过如此的责备，他的信心确实是被建立起来。
And through the rebuke, her faith was indeed built up.
所以希伯来书的作者也将他列入那信心伟人的行列。
And therefore, the author of the book of Hebrew lists her as one of the spiritual giants.
他说，因着信。连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因她以为那应许她的是可信的。
And by faith, even Sarah, who was past childbearing age, was enabled to bear children because she considered him faithful, who had made the promise said by the author of the book of Hebrew.
从撒拉与亚伯拉罕经历，我们可以看到神的心意是。要我们全家来侍奉他。
Through the experience of Sarah and Abraham, we realize it is God's desire to ask the entire household to serve him together.
而在服侍他的过程，我们必须凭着信心，否则就无法得到他的喜悦。
And through the experience of serving him, we need to serve him with faith. Otherwise, we won't be able to serve him and please him.
因为人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
透过亚伯拉罕爱心的款待，我们学到了全家的侍奉应该是一种充满爱心与合作无间的侍奉。
From Abraham's action, his hospitality and passionate welcoming, we learn that entire household service.Should be a house type of service that's full of passion, love, and collaborations.
而且它是需要以信心做基础的。
And to have faith as the foundation.
那全家侍奉又有什么果效呢？
Then what's the fruit and the effect after the service of the entire household.
这就是我想跟大家分享第三点。
That I would like to share with you the point number three.
当撒拉和亚伯拉罕的信心被建立以后，他们就再次耐心地等候那应许的儿子以撒的来到。
When their faith, the faith of Sarah and Abraham being built by God, they once again waited patiently before their coming son.
我相信他们的等待是甘甜的。
I believe their wait is worthwhile and sweet.
他们现在可以喜乐的笑了，而不再是那种没有信心的暗暗的笑。
And finally, they are able to laugh with joy instead of laugh in secret.
因为他们等候二十几年的应许即将实现。
For they have been waited this promise for more than 20 years.
我可以稍微理解到他们其中的酸甜苦辣。
I actually personally can kind of taste the experience they have been through.
因为我们的第一个小孩也是让我们等了十年。
For my very first child, we have been waited more than 10 years for our very first child.
她是我们向神求的。
She is the one we ask of to God.
结果是我们求一个，神给了三个。
And when we ask one, God gave us three.
这让我们体验到神的恩典与祝福总是满满的。
And let us understand that God's grace and blessing is always abundant.
不但是他所给的是最好的，而且常常是超过我们所求所想。
Not only he gives the best, but also more than what we expect.
当亚伯拉罕从全家爱心的款待转变为信心的侍奉后，
When the passion and cordial receiving of serving others of Abraham's household transforming from faith to the practical service.
它的果效是亚伯拉罕成为历世历代信心的榜样。
The fruit of his doing become the examples of generations to come.
它的全家也成为主所爱的家。
His household become a householdThat's pleasing before the Lord.
撒拉与亚伯拉罕有了应许的以撒。
And now Sarah and Abraham, they do receive the promise, Isaac.
而从以撒有了儿子以扫与雅各。
And from Isaac, comes Esau and Jacob.
从雅各还有了以色列的十二个支派。
And from Jacob, it came from 12 tribes of Israelites.
这是神的应许与祝福。
And this is truly the blessing and promise from the Lord.
同样的，当我们愿意将我们全家献在神的祭坛上的时候
，In the same way, when we are willing to offer our entire household before the altar,
我们全心全意的爱他，我们自己的家也会成为主所爱的家。
When we love God wholeheartedly, our entire household will love God wholeheartedly.
我们不再容易的被困难环境所影响，因为主耶稣是我们的力量，也是我们的磐石和避难所。
We will no longer be entangled by the troubles of this world because God, He Himself become our fortress and hiding place.
我们也会结出属灵的果子，也就
And then we are able to bear spiritual fruit.
也就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
That is the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
弟兄姐妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
侍奉神是我们的福分，也是我们的责任。
It is a blessing for us to serve the Lord, and it is also our calling.
它让我们学习怎么样在其中享受成长的喜乐。
It teaches us how may we grow and be built and edified through service.
神希望我们能够一天一天的更像他的儿子，也就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It is God's desire to be more to want us to be more like His Son, Jesus Christ.
从亚伯拉罕爱心的款待，我们学到全家的侍奉是一种充满爱心跟合作无间的侍奉。
Through Abraham's cordial hospitality, we learn that when we serve together as a family, it is a service of love and collaboration.
也是需要以信心做基础的。
And we also need to have faith as the foundation.
全家的侍奉的实行在整个教会的果效，就是教会成为主爱的家。
And then we can extend it to the church family, and the entire church will be a household that's pleasing to the Lord.
教会的质跟量也会一起增长。
And the quantity and quality of church will grow together.
我但愿今天的信息能够让你重新的再思考一下。
Perhaps today's message may remind us.
在侍奉神的道路上，你到底是在哪里？
In terms of serving the Lord, may I ask, where are you today?
其实自创世以来，神就一直用同样的问题在问你跟我，那就是你在哪里？
And actually, from the creation of the world, God constantly and constantly asking us, "Where are you?"
如果主耶稣还只是徘徊在你的心门外的话，我盼望你愿意真心热诚的邀请他进入你的心中来接待他。
If Jesus is still just a person who wanders outside of your heart, may today be the day you will invite him to come to your heart.
如此你就可以进入神的家中，与我们一起来服侍他。
In turn, you will enter the house of God, then you may serve with all the members in God's house.
如果你已经进入神的家中，但仍然在寻找你服侍的岗位。
If you're already in God's house, and perhaps you're still searching for your own position,
我盼望你不要再犹豫，早日在这个主爱的家和我们一起来侍奉他。
I hope you do not hesitate anymore, but find your place in this house of Christ's love.
让我们全教会能合作无间的来服侍人与侍奉主。
So we may all come together and serve one another and serve our Lord.
好，让我们一起祷告。
May we pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
And Lord, we thank you.
感谢你所给我们的话语。
We thank you for the word you have given us.
求主你自己的话语能够贯穿我们每个人的心。
May your word penetrate our heart.
让我们真的能够诚心的来到你面前来侍奉你。
So we can truly come before you and serve you.
求主你自己的恩典怜悯在这个教会上。
May your grace and mercy come upon this church.
让这个教会能成为你所爱的家。
So this church can become a household that's pleasing to you.
让我们弟兄姐妹能够以信心、以爱心来合作无间的来服侍你。
With faith and passion and love, may we all together, work together and collaborate with one another.
我们这样子的祷告，感谢奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in such in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.